views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Let the transition begin. Welcome to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you the tools for transformation that will help you experience success for life's transitions. Now here's your host, Carrie Keith.
Hello, everybody. I'm Carrie, your host, and you are on Majestic Insights Radio. And we are here every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And you can also check more out about me at www.majesticinsights.com. And I'm just so excited to be here. It's been a crazy weird day, and I'm glad to be here and feel normal talking to you today. And we have a very special guest today. We have Corinne Alyssa. She's an author, a metaphysical teacher, and healer. And she's absolutely one of my very favorite people on earth. Today we're going to talk about her website, Rebecca, Guidance for Today. And we've picked this topic because there's just so much healing and interesting things going on there and gifts for you. And it will help you understand what she does that's like what I do. Corinne also has some upcoming books and interesting things that we will talk about also. So I would like to welcome today Corinne Alyssa.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction. It's fantastic to be on the air with you and your listeners today.
Corinne is one of my biggest fans. She always listens to my radio shows.
I do.
So tell us about a little bit about yourself and your mission in life and why you developed Rebecca and the different things on it. And then we'll go in to talk about the Oracle cards and how they developed and how they can help heal people.
Okay, very good. Well, let's see. As you said, I'm a healer, metaphysician. I'm also an author and a medical intuitive and a certified hypnotherapist. And I've been doing this work for over 40 years now. So this is really my heart's calling, my soul's calling, all this work that I'm doing. And it feeds me. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing it. If it weren't my soul mission, I wouldn't be doing it. My soul mission itself is, I'm committed to raising the consciousness on this planet, human consciousness. And I'm also committed to giving clear information to every person I touch.
You know, I just want to add here that one of my favorite things about Corinne is we both channel the masters or spirits, or we're both, you know, psychic mediums also. But what's so unique about her is she channels Yeshua, as she calls him, or a lot of people call him Jesus, but we channel him exactly the same. And that's just so refreshing because we have our personal friendship and we get to dabble in the frequency of love in a big way. And it really creates a great bond. And I really respect your work and how you make it fun and enlighten people. And you, when you work with Corinne, it actually infuses Yeshua's frequency of love into the person that she's talking to, or the cards that we'll get into do that also.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. That's so lovely. And you're absolutely right. You are the only person I have ever met, any practitioner I've ever met, who channels Yeshua the way that I do. And it's magnificent. Magnificent. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your site at first. I always love to get off on the angel reading. It always heals me. Tell them about your little angel reading and how they can find that on Rebecca, and tell them how to find Rebecca.
Oh, it's sweet. The angel reading is so sweet. I mean, the blessing. Rebecca is spelled R-A, R-A-B-I-K-A, Rabika. And so you can go to rabika.com, very easy to get to. And on the very first page, on the home page that you land on, there's a big graphic that tells you some of the things that you can do on the site. And up in the corner, it says, get an angel reading. And so if you click on that, you'll go to my blog where I posted 5 pictures I actually took of an angel that visited me one day. She let me take her picture. And she told me at the end of the visit that anyone who sees her picture will get a blessing, an angel blessing. So it's there for you. Anyone can get it anytime and as many times as you want. You want a blessing every day? Go there every day.
When Corinne's really busy and I call on an off day and say, fix me, she's like, oh, go see the angel. And I do, and it heals me every time. We all have angels. Yeah, we all have those angels and guides and fairies and pixies and all kinds of totems that help us all the time. And Corinne and I both teach people how to access their own personal angel guides and stuff. And then she has this wonderful tool where we can be blessed by her little angel friend. So there's also, Rabika is an oracle deck, like a card deck. And I think you've been built it over like decades. It's fabulous. The art is fabulous. The art heals you. And you can do a short reading for free online. So tell us about the Rabika Oracle, what that is.
Sure. Yeah, I started working on the Rabika Oracle when I was 15, very, very young. A couple years before I actually started doing any professional work, I started working on the Rabika Oracle. And it's a card system. The Oracle also helps you stay focused in the now, not the past or the present, but not the past or the future, but in the present. You know, what sets apart this divination system, Rabika, from other divination systems is that it's firmly rooted in the present time. So rather than extrapolating from the past, you know, to divine the future, Rabika really illuminates these energies surrounding and affecting a situation in your life right now. The Oracle, you know, gives you a snapshot of energies right now, right here, because that's what you need. Carrie, you know that. You know how important the present moment is.
The present moment is what creates the future moment. So I think that it's really special in how it snapshots that. And it's interesting, too. You can, tell us more, but keep going. Tell us more.
Okay. Well, you know, it's very important, as we were saying, because the now, as you just mentioned, Carrie, is the only time we truly have, and it's where the seeds of creation are formed. And this is true for all of the work you do and all the work I do. We know how important the present moment is. It's the only place where clear and effective decisions can be made. In the present moment is the only place where effective actions can be taken. And you know, I'm always fond of saying prophecy is probability. And what I mean by that is that something prophesized is merely a read of the future based on probabilities. The future is malleable. It's not cast in stone. So if you receive a prophecy for the future from any card system or divination system,
or
that
person.
Future or person, absolutely, it's changeable. Changeable either by you changing the outcome with specific actions or you removing yourself or repositioning yourself in relationship to the prophesized event.
Ah, but what we just said was you have to change the now to change the future.
Correct.
So absolutely. It's interesting. On the site, you can go there and she'll tell you how to do that when we come back. But when you go there, you could do a snapshot, like I could do, put in my name and what my idea is and do a snapshot of it. And let's say I'm scattered about something and the outcome is this and that. You could go center and redo yourself and change your now and then take another snapshot and then you'll get a whole new probability. So it's a real tangible way of measuring or gauging how resetting yourself can reset the outcome right away.
Absolutely. That's very well said, Carrie. It's also a way, for example, sometimes I'll use the Oracle, and if I have a situation, says, shall I do it this way or shall I do it this other way? Y or Z? I can go there and ask about Y and ask about Z and compare. What are the energies around doing, making this decision versus that decision? It's very enlightening.
We did that very thing when Carrie of MajesticInsights.com, my family's moving and we're getting this process of moving. And so one day I call her, oh, do I do this place or this place? What? So she starts whipping them in there and we pulled the energy of the different places and how it related to me. And some of them said, this is okay, but it's a lot of work. And some of them said, this is great abundance for you. And other ones said, that talked about the different energy of the places and the how that was actually affecting me. So if you go to her site, and we'll teach you how to do that when we get back from the break, but rabika.com. And you can put in your stuff and pull up, and then you can get another reading and pull that up and print them and then compare them. And the artwork is so fabulous, too. It's just magnificent.
Thank you.
So tell them how to get a hold of you, because we're going to go to a short break, and then we'll come back and teach them how to do those readings on your site for themselves.
Well, there are several ways to get a hold of me, but I will tell you the easiest is to go to rabika.com, rabika.com, and use the contact page. There's also a phone number on that page that you can call and leave a message, and I'll get back to you either way, phone message or email.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, everybody. We're going to go to a short break, and we'll be back, and we'll teach you how to use this wonderful tool for yourself.
Oh, every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like surely come my way. Yeah, every day seems a little...
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee.
Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Majestic Insights Radio. I'm Carrie, your host. And today we have our special guest, Corinne Alyssa. She's a fabulous author. Hello. She is an author, a metaphysical teacher, and we were talking about her site, Rabika.com, and the Rabika Oracle. And it's just such a wonderful tool, and it's helpful. And we were talking about how prophecy is probabilities. So this Rabika Oracle, is it like tarot or?
Yeah, well, in some ways it is, Carrie. In some ways it's like every other card divination system in the world. But there are some ways where it's really very different as well. And so, you know, as we were talking about earlier, I started working on this card system when I was 15, and it took 20 years to get the system really honed. And it's been humming now for 30 years. It's like tarot in that the cards are laid out in a pattern like you would with tarot. And like tarot, each card position holds a different overall energy for the reader to discern a deeper meaning from the card because of where it's laying in, you know, this pattern or this layout that you put it in. But unlike tarot, Rabika also gives information in a very layered and nuanced fashion. The longer you spend with the cards, the more open you are to their meaning, the more information the cards will give you. It's really very wonderful.
You know what else is very unique about this system is, I don't know if we mentioned, but Corinne is a master web designer guru code person too. So this is all like digital. And when you click that button, it's like God and the computer and you and the cards figured it out. It's just such an interesting connection.
The system itself, the technological system, what I call the engine behind the Oracle when you use it online rather than, you know, with the cards in your hand, it's very intuitive. It's uncanny. You know, the cards... go ahead.
Do you have the cards on hand? We don't have them published for others to buy yet,
Not yet, right.
So if someone hires you to do a reading and you do a long reading or a digital reading, can you tell us what that would be like?
Sure. You know, the cards themselves are like a cherished partner that you can consult when you need a boost of wisdom. They offer guidance that's real and usable right here in the here and now and present, as we were talking about before. And the cards are round. They're not rectangular. And so this facilitates the cards being able to influence each other directly. Inside the reading, the cards literally point to one another, giving deeper meanings to the surrounding cards. So on the website, there are two reading layouts available, a short reading, which is 5 cards, and a yes-no reading, which is 3 cards. So, you know, I want people to understand that the Oracle is alive. I mean, there's multitudes of beings and energies working to bring clear, good information to people who come at this from a sincere and focused place. You have to be sincere and focused when you get a reading. You know, if you approach the Rabika Oracle, whether it's cards in hand or on the website, if you approach the Rabika Oracle like a toy or a game, it's going to sense this almost immediately, and it's going to return nonsense to you. I've seen it time and time again.
But that's interesting, because I never go there unless I have a serious question, because I usually can just get stuff myself. If I go there, I'm looking for a serious answer, but it's really fill in the blanks. You put your name and what you're thinking about. So it was interesting to me when you said that, because I guess I am taking it seriously, but it's so easy. You just put in the blanks. I guess it doesn't want you to tease it, is what you're saying. It wants you to be seriously wanting to know something. That's just so interesting to me.
Oh, yes. It's really magnificent. The energies that be that help serve the cards to you will sense if you're not being sincere and focused, and it will return nonsense. But as you said, it's very, very simple. You go to the site and bring up a little web form. You put in your name. You put in some keywords about your question. You tell it which reading you want, the 5-card, you know, the short reading or the yes, no. And the cards that come back will give you valuable information about the situation you asked for.
And it asks you to breathe 3 times. And that's when I get really centered in my question, is by breathing the 3 times.
It does. And we do that on purpose, of course, to help center a person and get them focused before they click that button that says, give me my reading now.
I didn't know about the yes, no reading. I always do the 5-card reading. So tell us about what the 5 cards, what their placement means, and what you can expect out of a 5-card reading.
Sure. The 5-card reading is really sweet. It when you get the 5 cards back, they're the positions. The one on the far left, the position on the far left is the oldest, information about that situation that it can find, in general foundation of the question. Then there's a card about what has just happened, what information has just changed. There's a card in the middle, which is the heart of the matter, what's happening inside you right here, right now. And then it moves to the 5th card, is all about probable outcome. So if we take the probabilities of all these energies, and here's what you can expect if you don't make any changes, you don't do anything. Now, the thing for people to understand is that just asking the question and just reading the information is an action that can change the future outcome. It's very nuanced.
It does. It heals me, and it shifts me right in the moment. Like, I was privileged to have this wonderful trip and be with Corinne in person recently, and she brought me a special long one that she had done on something of mine. And one of them, the difference in our intention was timing on my issue. And one of them had all this stress and stuff on the timing of it, which of course made a lot of sense. But I took that information and said, well, yes, that would be the current trend under what's going on, but I think I'm going to reset that. And so my whole journey home, I was pulling and shifting and resetting those patterns just to see, it'd be interesting to see again what that would ask. But on the 5-card, the reason this is important and the reason that we're bringing this to our audience today is, one, so you can see the beauty and the art of the Rebecca Oracle, but two, it's totally free. You go there, you type in, and it won't give you like an elaborate answer. We could do it like when I'm picking places, just put the different places in there and do a reading for each place and then compare them. I find it very informative and just a great gift for everyone.
Thank you, Carrie. I really appreciate your testimonial there. It's a fantastic system. Like I say, I use it myself because it's harder to get information about yourself if you're just sitting there in meditation. You can get information, but when you're not in meditation, when life is frenetic around you, it can feel very difficult, and the cards can do that for you and pull that information out for you. So I use it myself too.
Tell us about this art, because the art is so fabulous, and I'd asked you before the show about the art, and I can't even repeat it. So tell the listeners about how you made these healing designs.
Oh, thank you. Well, the art is beautiful. It's fractal art. And fractals, many of your audience might know what fractals are, others might not. But fractals, at their essence, are graphical representations of mathematical equations. And the reason I chose fractal art for the Rebecca cards, you know, I went back and forth for years. What kind of art's going to be on these? What is it going to be? Is it going to be abstract? Is it going to be, you know, people? Is it going to be things? I just couldn't tell. And then I found fractals. A friend of mine introduced me to fractals, and I was immediately knew that was the right art for the cards, because numerology functions very freely inside Rebecca. Rebecca is often concepts inside Rebecca are based on numerology, and the way the cards affect and interact with each other is based on numerological concepts. So using numbers in equations to create the art was absolutely perfect. And it's it was fun, it was enjoyable, and they're gorgeous.
Yes. So mathematical equations make art. That's just fabulous.
Isn't it a lovely world we live in?
Probably you could print out the pictures and just stare at them and they would heal you. Because, you know, math is very healing. Although people are afraid of math, they wouldn't be afraid of fractal art. Then no. The math could heal them in that way.
Absolutely.
So everybody go to Rebecca.com and play with the... Set your intention wisely to gather wisdom from the cards. And that's what Rebecca is about. It's about guidance you can use today. And everything on that website is just tangible tools and things we can use today. Now, Corinne does a lot of other different stuff, and we'll get into that when we get back from our next break. So tell them again how to get a hold of you.
You can go to Rebecca.com, R-A-B-I-K-A. And go to the contact page. On that page is a form you can send me an email. Also a phone number you can call and leave a message. Very easy to get me through that website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're looking for me, Carrie Keith of Majestic Insights, you can go to majesticinsights.com. And there's also a contact form on that website. Or you can email me at majesticinsights@gmail.com. Or you can leave a message at 503-400-4603. And you can find out lots of fun stuff on Majestic Insights, too. I don't have as many freebies as her, but you can sign up for our sign-in, our email list, and win every month. We give away free drawing, and this month we are doing psychic readings for the free drawing. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be back and we'll talk about some other things that Corinne has to offer.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Everybody, I'm Carrie of Majestic Insights Radio, and I just want to thank Brian and everybody at WBLQ for producing our show, and everybody at Transformational Talk Radio for making this happen so we can be with you today. It's a delightful experience that we can be right there at home with you enjoying these lessons today. So we were talking about prophecies as probabilities and all the things that Rebecca.com has to offer. And we're here today with Corinne Alyssa, my favorite author and my physical teacher.
Thank you, and, Carrie.
Yeah. Everything that I've ever read that Corinne has written, it like heals you on all these layers. So we want to talk about the Rebecca University. What is that and how can that help people?
Oh, sure. Well, Rebecca University is where I teach my classes. It's how classes are delivered to people. Yeah, I believe in the global community. And by having my university online, all my classes is online, I can teach anyone anywhere around the world. And I do. One of the classes I gave late last year had a person in Greece, a person in Australia, and a couple people in the United States, all learning and growing at the same time together through the global community and online. And so we bring people together. We have classes that are very effective, Carrie, very effective.
You know what else that global community does? Let's just say I have a soul connection with someone in Australia. And if I had to, you know, wait on the dial-up call and the money to get to Australia, I never would have that soul connection. But these new global communities, these allow us, you, where you are, and me in Montana, and everybody out in Rhode Island making this happen, to all of our listeners, it really allows us to make soul connections that weren't possible 10 years ago. It's just amazing. So I thought that because you were talking about your class and how you had the people from the different places. And when you said that, I could see how their souls coming together were bigger than the sum of their parts. It's like it creates that magic when you bring certain people or frequencies or mathematical fragments of art. You bring them together and it creates something completely different.
Oh, so well said, Carrie. Absolutely.
So, in your Rebecca University, I know you're such a fabulous teacher. Now, the audience doesn't know this about you, so I'm going to tell them. You teach everything from, like, intuition all the way up until you have, like, a professional business where you teach other things. And it's just amazing how you can be, you know, so left brain and I don't guess geeky's the, well, I guess geeky's a good word. I like, she's really computer well written, however, code brain. I can't even have a word for it. But yet she's this great channel and mystic. And most often people are one or the other. And you are just so good at both. I'm just, it's wonderful. So tell us about your intuition class. Don't you have one coming up soon?
I do, yes. And I'm so honored by your words, Carrie. Thank you. You do me honor. Yeah, we do. We have an intuition, what we call intuition intensive, although I'm working on changing the name because it's really intuition magic. What we're teaching people is the magic of living through your intuition. It's a 6-week course designed to bring you fully into contact with your personal birthright of intuition.
I must add that this particular class has 100% success rate so far. Tell them what you learned in the intuition class.
Well, in you know, we all are intuitive. It's, you're born with this intuition. It comes from your right brain, and your right brain connected to your heart, which is what we do in the class. One of the things we do is firmly connect those two together so that your soul mission and the love of life and the universe coming from your heart connects with your intuitive centers in your right brain. And it's just very, very empowering, Carrie. And as you said, it's guaranteed the outcome. If you come to all 6 weeks of the class, it's 6 weeks, and you do all the practice exercises, you will be able to perform readings at the end of the class. I've been teaching this class for over 30 years, and I have a 100% success rate. Anyone who's come to the class, it's guaranteed. No matter how little or how much you've actively used your intuition in the past, or how little or much self-confidence you have in your intuition right now, this class will awaken you and bring your intuition online. We have exercises that we perform in class. Just in the second week alone, we go right into working with doing readings from inanimate objects, and we work our way up from there by the fifth week. And then the sixth week is just fun, but by the fifth week, you're doing readings for other people. Clear, so active.
So you have a weekly, like, web call or group call.
Yes, and it's three hours long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 3 hours. That's long. Okay.
Yeah.
3 hours, and then there's homework during the week.
Yeah, we call them practice exercises. Uh-huh.
So I don't know any other intuition program. Like, last week we had Patricia from Akashic Records Institute. And I think that's a very fine way to learn how to connect to source also. But yours is the most get it done, direct intuition class that I know of anywhere. 6 weeks and you're doing reads for people. It's magic. And I think it's very important what you just said about your heart to your left brain, because when I'm just doing readings, I'm always centering people all the time. Most people have good hearts and good heads, but few people have them working at the same time, which is the lesson of the Christ, by the way, is the heart-head connection, you know, and that frequency of love and being able to use it on this plane. And so I find that I love your work because of how heart-based it is. It comes from love. It comes from the center of who you are as a person and a soul. And it wraps it around your mechanical mechanisms so that it becomes practical in the here and now.
So well said. Thank you, Carrie. Yes, absolutely everything I do comes from and through divine love. I believe divine love is the highest power in the universe. And if we learn how to tune into it and use it in everything we do, we become fully empowered people.
And again, like you said earlier, it's everybody has this birthright. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, it's bred out of us because we're easier to control in masses that way.
That's true.
But it wouldn't matter if you are, and we have an upcoming show coming up soon about this, about how intuition can be used in, you know, in the corporate world. These people who think, oh, you guys are just woo, this isn't helpful to me. But it is helpful to everybody, because if you're empathetic, you're picking up stuff from everybody, but if you don't know it, you're not managing it properly. Or everybody's intuitive and they don't know it. If we actually knew it and utilized it, it's just the whole world. It's going to change the whole planet.
Absolutely. You know, the greatest minds of all time always speak to intuition. Einstein, Steve Jobs, Nikola Tesla, everyone says intuition is so important. They couldn't do what they couldn't have achieved what they did without it.
Intuition, no matter what you're channeling, whether it's God or aliens or your own mathematical probabilities, it still works.
Yep, absolutely.
So when is this class, and how do we get people to sign up?
This next class starts on Wednesday, September 16th. It's in the evenings on Pacific time from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can sign up right at the Rebecca website. You go there to the classes tab, and it's very easy. But I do want to let everyone know, class size is limited. I only accept 6 people per class, 6. And I think there's already 2 seats taken, so there's only 4 left. So if you want to get in on this one, come on along, but sign up now.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to talk about other interesting things that Corinne and Majestic have to offer.
Come on, Selecta!
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
You're with Majestic Insights Radio, which you can come to every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Or you can also go to Transformation Talk Radio and listen to the archives. Or you can go to Majestic Insights and listen to the archives. And if you have a special guest you like, you can go to their guest page on Transformation Talk Radio and all the shows that they guest on with me or any of the hosts at Transformation, you can listen to their shows there. And I think that's a really nice thing that Transformational Talk Radio does with their web presence. They're very thorough. And we are with Corinne Alyssa today. And she's talked to us about Rebecca.com and how to contact her. And that's just one of her many, many projects. And we brought that to you today because it gives you some tools that you can use today that you can go and learn about yourself. We talked about her intuition class that's coming up that only has 4 spots left where you can be doing reads for people within a 6-weeks period. She also has many, many other projects and some that are very consuming of her time recently, and they're fabulous projects. And so, Corinne, tell us about Goddess Speak, and what is that?
Thanks, Carrie. Yeah, Goddess Speak. Goddess Speak Project is bringing empowered women together who are committed to sharing their gifts with other women. And, you know, you're one of the goddesses, Carrie, at Majestic Insights. You bring all of what you have to give to the world, which is huge and tremendous offerings. Anyone, if you go to majesticinsights.com and look at her packages, Carrie will just overwhelm you with the magnificence of what she offers to the world. And you bring all of that to Goddess Speak Project, which many other goddesses do as well.
Tell them about that website. How do we go to Goddess Speak Project?
Goddess Speak Project is just that, goddessspeakproject.com. Those 3 words all smushed together, goddessspeakproject.com. And the first project that we're working on is a book on prosperity written by the goddesses themselves. And you can put in an application to be one of our goddesses at the Goddess Speak Project by going to the website, goddessspeakproject.com, and filling out the online application.
So everybody, what she's saying is go to goddessspeakproject.com and check it out. And if you would like to participate in the collective book that we are producing as goddesses, and this first one is on the topic of prosperity, then you fill out an application there. And if everybody's energy jives just so, then you can become part of this project also.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And it's beautiful. It heals you too. All of Corinne's websites heal you. The pretty colors.
It's my intention to bring healing to the world through everything I do. Yes. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, I'm all feeling all fuzzy and healed from just talking with you today.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
So what else do you want to tell us about Goddess Speak?
Well, Goddess Speak is it's my brainchild, and we've got some really wonderful people like Connie Nash, Gina Bartiromo, Kate Bokoles, you, Carrie, at Majestic Insights, and several others who are putting their energies into it. There's a Facebook page as well that anyone can go to and kind of get a goddess hit anytime they want to. It's really about empowering individual women who are change agents in the world. You know, that we our voices as women change agents need to be amplified. They need to be brought to much wider audience. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to accomplish with Goddess Speak. Bring the voices of these magnificent women such as yourself to a much wider audience.
I find a lot of goddesses who have good things to say, and they've either been taught when they were young or are unable in some way to express that. Mm-hmm. So if you've got stuff inside of you and you know it's good, but you don't know how to express it, this is a good community for you too, because we give that safety, wonderful place to where it empowers you to express it. So it's not just for people who got something to say, because it is that, but it's also about people who are learning to say it well.
Mm-hmm. You are so well said. Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, so we have, we are about done with today's show, so we also want to mention your upcoming project on Bare Bones. Corinne is going to come back and join us again on October 13th, and we'll have a very special day for you because her great new project will be out then. Tell us a little bit about Bare Bones book.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited about it. It's my latest book, called Bare Bones, The Unabridged Life of Yeshua, Son of Joseph from Galilee. And hopefully it'll be on sale in September. And of course, Yeshua, as Carrie mentioned earlier, most of you or many of you will know him as Jesus. And Bare Bones is a first-person account of the first 40 years of Yeshua's life. And it reads like a riveting adventure novel, but it's all true. It's not fiction. I've gotten all the information from him directly for our extensive conversations. Yes, Carrie. Sorry.
I'm going to do my layman's transition. This is like the autobiography of the Christ as a man. And it reads like The Alchemist. And it heals you on all these dimensional levels. And you remember your time there and here. And we'll get more on that soon. And we will be talking about that on Majestic Insight Radio as it comes out in print, which is happening now. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you, Bryn, for coming to our show. We want to thank everybody at WBLQ and Transformational Talk Radio for allowing us to have the show. And of course, we want to thank all of our listeners for listening to our show. You can listen in the archives, or you can catch us live on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Corinne, for coming today.
Thank you for having me. It's really been an honor to be here with you and your audience.
So check, you can go to CorinneAlyssa.com, you can go to GoddessSpeakProject.com, you can go to BareBonesBook.com and find out more. And you can also go to MajesticInsights.com and read up on those wonderful custom packages that we have to offer there. And you can sign up for the mailing list and win a free reading this month.
You've been listening to Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher. Let Carrie lead you through her most empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, most vibrant life. Carrie gives you tools for transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.